Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody. It's a great night.
It is. And so it's a perfect night to do resistance.
Ew, I can't stand it. I'm resisting.
I know. Resisting change and success.
Right.
And so we're going to talk about how we create unnecessary chaos to earn all that we're creating, because at a deep level, we still don't believe we deserve it. You know, this is God. Yet you'd think that we'd get it by now, but, you know, it's interesting as we're evolving. It's still a struggle to, still a struggle to allow ourselves to open to the greater successes on every level. And so we're going to do some talking about that. I know the team has a lot to say tonight. Also, I received a message from one of the participants in the intensive, and she doesn't know it, but I'm appointing her. She wrote, "I feel that the energies are building for the intensive. It feels like it would be good if participants could connect with each other before getting there."
Oh, that's a good idea.
"Also, if any of the others are coming in early Friday like me, maybe we could connect." Now, this is Mary Dillon, and I'm going to give her email address over the airways. It's R. Richard M. Mary, not those words, just R. M. Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N, at sbcglobal.net. So Mary's in charge of connecting everybody.
That's why she's got global.net, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right. Mary, it's
good for her.
Fabulous soul. And, you know, Wendy did this last time, so I know she and Wendy have already connected. And but everybody was so connected to the last intensive I did that they all stayed connected. And it was just really amazing. So Mary's right on for everybody to connect beforehand, because people are feeling a lot of the energies building, and then some. And I just assume they don't all go through my body, but they have been. I wake up in the morning and take inventory. Okay. Well, what am I moving through today? Show dedication. And again, we reach out to the souls that made their transitions during the Haitian earthquake, as well as to all the beautiful souls who are struggling with injuries, loss, and uncertainty, as we also celebrate all those that have reached out to assist them in their time of need. And certainly we have seen a lot of people come to the fore to do everything possible to, you know, as well as fundraising and so on. It's beautiful to see how people are reaching out. Mm-hmm. And but there's still so much chaos down there, and sadness and sorrow and suffering and aloneness and abandonment and fear. And so, and of course, these are people who did not have the greatest of lifestyle to begin with. So
no, they've had such a long siege, haven't they?
Oh, they have. Bless them, mm-hmm. bless them, bless them. So I'd also like to talk about the energies. For those of you out there who one day actually feel like you're filled with energy, and then you have 2 days that you feel like you've been run over by a steamroller.
I had 2 days where I just felt set, kept saying, "I'm really tired." Anybody who knows me well knows I never say that.
No, that's not your MO.
No.
And I do understand that one, because I've been saying that a lot myself. So I thought I'd read just this little excerpt from Karen Bishop's Wings. "Almost daily now, we're receiving massive amounts of energy coming in through our crown chakras. In case any of you haven't noticed, I'm not a headache person, but I got to tell you, this has been a real trip. And washing my hair is so painful, I can't even see straight because I have to touch my scalp. And my scalp is so hot. I have this big, I mean, you could like cook an egg on my scalp. It's hysterical. The energy is serving to sustain these new and higher ways of living and being. This energy is greatly assisting in holding the space while the planet adjusts along with all of her inhabitants." Okay, well, get the hell on with it, will you, everyone? Because this is an owie. And of course I'm, you know, asthmatic again, as people are, and myself as well, processing a lot of grief. And there's a lot of grief going on the planet right now, and people are processing a lot of grief. And I've really been paying attention to how my asthma has been moving. And if anybody is going through a lot of, I try to stay away from people. Except, of course, I do sessions every day, so that doesn't work.
Thought if you do shoulder stands with asthma, it helps a lot.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know how to do that.
Okay.
That's a yoga pose for everybody who doesn't know what she's talking about. Really? Okay, I'll try that. It's been a while, but I do remember. These energies continue to arrive and stops and starts. In this way, we may feel high and magnificent one day and deeply down the next. The contrast between the new reality energy and the massive letdown, lull, or absence of any energy is quite extreme. I think this is a great explanation of what we're all feeling. We can feel very connected and clear one day and then totally lost the next. And, you know, I'm almost embarrassed to admit to all of this.
I was having trouble figuring out how to work with my purse the other day. I went, well, this is a good sign, you know.
With your purse?
I couldn't get things sorted out in my purse. I went, well, if you can't work with a little red bag, I don't know.
It is pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. I am losing glasses everywhere. I have no idea. Somebody is eating my glasses. And, you know, I've just decided I cannot keep anything, boiling, steaming vegetables, and I burned up one of my great pans. And I was standing in the kitchen. Now, what are the odds of that?
That's frustrating.
we can see da-da-da-da-da. We can remember and connect to our next steps with complete certainty and then fall off the planet the next day. We may find it near impossible to remember what we used to know as a higher level being. Also, major glitches in language. I'm surprised I haven't forgotten my own name. These are indicators of the new reality energy coming in bit by bit. Remember, we're starting over. Oh, Lord. But what is more recently occurring is that the dots are starting to connect very securely.
They are?
Karen, Karen, maybe for you. I don't know about this. Days of great highs and connections are getting longer, and there are more of them. The lows are getting shorter, and there are fewer of them. Well, higher energies are coming through, and our hearts may be racing. Now, a lot of people are having a rapid heartbeat, and so just to let you know, you're not going to die. But if you're energy sensitive and you're feeling all these energies, and I have one client that's been writing me about, you know, the trauma that he feels in the middle of the night when he's trying to get back into his body, and he, you know, awakens and, you know, goes into a panic instead of allowing himself just to integrate. And the same thing with it's our fear response to all of this stuff that amplifies it. And I thought I'd share that, because honest and truly, I could be sitting here and all of a sudden I'll get these sharp pains in my left kidney, you know, or in some odd place, or be doing a session and my spleen starts screaming, you know, swear words.
Leave me alone.
Oh, Lord. So many of the dots or higher energies within us have connected that we are now in a new space that sustains the new energies much more easily. At the same time, we may have felt like sleeping a lot of late or been unusually tired. You think? we are integrating rapidly now as we create the new spaces and new pieces of our very new reality. Our creating abilities are profound now, and this is, I think, a really important piece. This is why focusing on and visualizing what we truly desire is so vitally important. as it serves to keep our spirits up, as well as serving to form the new reality in all ways, and keep that in place as well. And I thought this was kind of important because we're talking about resistance to change tonight. And the reason this came up, and we had a really profound session with somebody, and, you know, just a magnificent being, one of our dear friends, and she's, you know, really been working diligently. And before we go into this, I want to remind everybody, Lazaris, LAZARIS.com. If you go on there right now and sign up, you'll be given a code, and you can download all of their streaming audios for free for the month of February.
Oh, wow,
so
that's good.
That's a great gift from Lazaris. Wanted to remind people, again, LAZARIS.com. There's so many wonderful tools on there. You can download them all to your computer and then drop them on into your iPod or onto his CDs. And so, anyway, I mean, you can save hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. At any rate, we were doing this wonderful session with this great, dear, dear, darling being that I adore. And she was talking about how expanded the energies were coming in. And she's attracting in a good way. She's actually getting so much business that she went into overwhelm. Too much, too fast. And this is going back to, you know, our creating ability and where we're putting our energies right now. And what happens is we get tired, we get cranky. We don't necessarily feel real good all the time. You know, we've got all these energy things going through us and forget that we're in this huge creative space where we, wherever we're putting our attention, we're going to create more of it, just boom, boom, boom. And, which, you know, I'm as guilty as anybody, so don't think I have this one perfect, folks. I don't. Listen, I'm the queen of whining, and I readily admit it, unfortunately. Ultimately for her, though, everything was turning out great. And what was so fascinating is that all of these magnificent opportunities are coming to her. But she was panicking that she wouldn't be able to do them all. And the key, of course, was to stay in the now moment and absolutely know that everything she needed would be there when she needed it. If she had to hire other people, whatever she needed to do. But we all... You know, this is where we're going, and we're turning that corner right now, and that's why I thought it was really important to talk about this tonight. And the team was kind of banging on my, you know, little bubbles to let me know that, you know. I have.
But do you think it's the resistance that makes people feel like they can't get it all done, that it's too much and too, you know, it's speeding up too much? Is it the resistance that makes it seem so darn fast?
Well, no, I think it is coming in fast.
I know that, but sometimes when we're resistant, it seems like it makes it much more abrasive, doesn't it?
It does make it more abrasive. And so what she had said, and I thought it was really interesting, was her subtle, I'm reading from her notes because I was in channel and so the team was working with her, but the whole time I'm hanging out over here going, oh, this is good stuff. that she was running subtle anxiety, which was interrupting her ability to manifest properly. So as things were coming in on this beautiful stream, she'd start running anxiety and fear, and so it would start twisting, okay, creating chaos. Mm-hmm. Then she would worry that it would be painful, you know, that if she didn't do it right, you know. Again, you know, we are these amazing creators, but then when we do create, we are afraid and we start resisting the success and the change. We bump up against it. And so because we think we're not enough, and this is the real big piece here, that we have not healed enough to really believe we deserve it all, that we can do it all, that we can handle it all when it's coming in. So we create chaos so that we can earn it. Now, isn't that interesting?
That is interesting, and that comes from just the old experience that you have to have that struggle to get anything done, I suppose, does it?
There you go. And if we make it hard, if we create enough chaos, then we have earned it rather than just having it come in without a struggle. And because it
well, let's clear
in,
that up.
Yeah, really. Hello. Again, this whole thing of needing to earn instead of accepting the beautiful, magnificent creations that are coming in. Now, you know, again, this is where I encourage people, you know, go on Lazarus and really do some searching. If you've got self-esteem, self-value, guilt, shame, you know, there's lots of stuff on there that you can download. These are magnificent tools. There's no point recreating them. Lazarus already did it, and he always said that. You know, don't teach what I've already taught. You know, I've already got the tools. Let people come use them. Relationships, and this is interesting because this was also in her session, enjoying a level of ease and comfort, in her case with men, that she's never had before, and really feeling connected to her higher self. Like, which one do I want? And then panicking because it's too easy. And then the
that
old
makes sense to me. That really makes sense to me, isn't that
right? Yeah, because it's too easy, and so the old comes up. Do I really deserve this?
Right.
Okay. It's like, wait a minute, this just got simple. There's something wrong. Automatically assuming there's something wrong. And so I'll even interject a little. I went out with somebody that I thoroughly, just absolutely enjoyed to no end, and wonderful energy, etc. And as I always do, once I have a name, I will search to make sure that they own a home. Not in today's economy, that doesn't mean a whole lot, but to me, it at least reflects some form of solidity. Even if you're upside down, at least you made an effort. So we're on a date, and I told this man that I searched him, and he didn't own a home, so I kind of tossed him aside.
Was he offended?
No, not at all. No, we were having such a good time that I knew he wouldn't be offended. And so he's a very advanced soul, not your average. I would not tell the average person that. So he said, well, that can't be because I own this home and this home, and I'm on there, and I know I am. And so sure enough, the next day I checked it, and he was there. I just didn't see it. Had I seen everything that he owned, I would have got in with a totally different attitude and screwed up the whole night. I'm sorry, but I think this is so funny. So
that's funny, isn't it? I mean, that's how influenced we are, eh? To be in the now is so different, isn't it?
It really is. And so I went in with a, you know, I really had liked his energy and so on, and it was so clean, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to go have a good time. And this turned out to be by far one of the greatest nights, the most fun, the most interesting, the most charming, with one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. And I was just like, okay. And I actually told him, I said, you know, even a blind squirrel finds an acorn once in a while.
Great.
Inferring that I was a blind squirrel. So, but,
you think squirrel's listening?
No, that's why I did that. So the old ways of earning, struggle, deservability, past experience, and problems, and of course that's my big deal, past experience, are still haunting people, making them afraid to accept that which is really their creation without all the twists that it once had. And one's where they got burned, and I just thought this was so interesting as I've watched this week unfold, and I thought, you know, we really can start creating these magnificent things, and I mean, there's so much. you know, I've just been observing clients and watching story after, or listening to story after story after story, and it's so interesting that they're not even realizing that their destinies are unfolding right before them. I mean, absolutely, completely unfolding before them, and I am just giggling all over the place. As they sit there going, well, you know, I don't know if I can really write this book, and people are coming to me for advice, and it's coming from everywhere, and I, you know, it's like, ding, 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 ding. And, you know, these new ideas, and, you know, it doesn't have to look the way that we think it should look, and I think this is what's so damned important. One of the darling people we work with had this website they were going to create, and it had to do with parenting. And it was so good, and what she was going to call the blog and so on and so forth, the team told her to trademark it. It was brilliant. And the team talked to her about writing that, how important it was for her to bring forward this information from the other side of how much of a struggle it can be sometimes if you're not ready for childbirth and so on and so forth and raising children, the difficulty of child. Sometimes you bring in a child, it's a big struggle, you know, through the process of childbirth, and it can traumatize both you and the child, create separation that can last a lifetime, and never realize that. And the team went into this with her, and I mean, I was listening to this and going, oh my God, that's my daughter. I had this huge struggle with her birth, and it was horrendous. I mean, it just tore me up, and it tore her up, and of course, never even occurred to me that that kind of an occurrence could actually have an impact on relationships. So anyway, this was really valuable stuff, and so I'm just seeing it with people that, and the woman I was talking about earlier is working with these magicians, these magical entrepreneurs that are, they're so extraordinary, it's just off the map. And I, you know, I'm just looking at the way that people are doing business and how things are coming in. It's just coming up with new ideas and new ways. And it doesn't have to be big, it can be small. It can be done in shifts. It's everybody is contributing. Nobody is not making a contribution right now in some fashion, even if you're just holding energy. And it doesn't make anybody less or more. But the resistance, I think, to it, and the resistance to opportunity and any form of change, and I'm, you know, just even doing the intensive, I laugh at myself that I worry about all this stupid stuff. And when I stop resisting, then the answers come right in. But as long as I'm running resistance, I'm a mess.
And is the resistance just saying, gee, I wonder how to do that, or I wonder?
Absolutely. You know, I lost my music guy, so I was worried about that, and how do we record, and, you know, how do we get the sound running right, and how do we do this, and how we do that. And my son is creative like I am. I mean, you know, we go to go do something together. We both look at each other and go, is there another way? We go back and get in the car. You know, it's like, so, I mean, for the case was, yeah, I was going to have to buy a laptop and so on and so forth. Well, one of my clients said, look, call me. We decided not to buy. When he called me the next day, he said, I've got a laptop. I can do this, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, if you record the music, I can play it through the laptop. And I'm like, oh, okay, I was making it so damn hard, and it didn't have to be. And I know, it was so, you know, it was so funny. And we were looking all over for a sound person. And I went back to the hotel brochure that goes to people who are giving, you know, presentations. And in there, when I looked at what they were charging to do the sound work, I was like, okay, you know, now you got somebody on site. You pay them to hook everything up so it's running, you know. And without having to have a breakdown, because for me, you know, I need to be able to walk in there and not worry about anything. But again, this is my old stuff, and this is one of the things that's held me back from doing them, is because I just saw this massive. Plus, I'm redoing the website, having that redone. Everything's being redone at one time. And I'm trying not to resist, which is really hard because, as I said, I'm a whiner. So, oh, Lord. And,
it's very exciting that you're doing this intensive, though.
Oh, well, it, because I know that I need to do more of them, and I just need to get out of my own way. And, but I think that this whole resistance to change and being in the now moment with experience and not thinking that it has to be a struggle or it has to look like anything we've had in the past. Mm. And I think that this is one of the really big issues, looking like anything from the past. And, you know, I've really weighed myself this week and said, wait a minute, you're making stuff hard, not anybody else, Jackie. It's you, you know. Get out of your own way. And then, you know, we do a session with this two women this week that are just so amazing. And I'm thinking, okay. Write this 1,000 times. You are your own worst enemy. And what about you, Veronica? Do you ever get in the way?
All the time, but I have to tell you that, you know, as you know, I want to do television, and everything is just flowing like nobody's business. Like, oh, somebody put ball bearings out for a change, you know, under my dream.
Again.
Nothing.
This is, and I had something else come in this week as well where, you know, it was opening up a whole new market in terms of bringing my work to a whole new group of people. And it was so off the wall, okay? And, you know, it made me giggle because it was just not something I would have dreamed up, and it came out of a brunch on Sunday. And and I was just like, huh? And so behind the scenes, the people we had brunch with got together, and this is with our gay community here in Las Vegas, and my son is gay, for those of you that don't know. And so I had brunch with one of his friends wanted to take me to brunch, and so there were several people there. We had a table, and I'm telling you, we kept emptying out the restaurant because we were so funny. And we were there at a golf course, and all the men kept going outside and sitting instead of at the restaurant. I had a table of all gay men who are just hysterically funny. I mean, there's nobody funnier than a gay man. So anyway, what I didn't know is the man that wanted to take us to brunch, this fellow heads up the local gay magazine and all of the gay events and so on, and he loved the website and the work so much, and he made a presentation the next night to the committee for this. We have a very large gay community in Las Vegas, and, you know, they want to feature the work, and they think it's going to be really important for all these people. And I'm like, you got to be kidding. It would not be a place I would even think of. And yet all these guys are really into this stuff. And so it was very funny to me. I was just like, okay, hey, I don't know.
This is great. This is wonderful.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. I thought it was adorable. So, and you with the television, I mean, that's been coming to you for a long time, and it's coming in so beautifully.
Yeah, and I thought it should be way harder than this, too, because I've had the dream for so long. I'm not usually expecting it to land, you know?
Well, I think that this is, yes, I agree with you, sweetheart. I absolutely agree with you. It is getting out of our own way. It is time for everybody, and getting out of our own way. The possibilities, I know a lot of people, besides myself, have been resistant to relationships, and I certainly am, you know, I go out there, but believe me, they sure get twisted. Somebody said to me today, you know, you're good for 2 months of idealizing these relationships. I was like, oh, okay.
No expectations. I think you just break through all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, you know, and I'm seeing all kinds of new possibilities coming in every direction for everybody. If they do the work on themselves, and and can.
But I think a lot of people are also experiencing kind of being broken out of ways of being too, so it can look a little bit destructive at the same time as it's all beginnings. You know what I'm saying?
No, say that again.
Okay, so people who think it should go this way, then that seems to be breaking up a lot for people, and then to reroute, and the magic comes along with the rerouting very often. That's what I'm seeing a lot of.
Absolutely. Again, if we can get out of our, again, I'm still going to say that. We tend to think that we're not safe. The minute the fear comes up, it's going to kick us in the hiney. I mean, there's just no getting around that. Staying
right.
in the now moment, accepting that the new avenues that open up, even though they may look scary because they require change. And change is something that, because things have been so unstable on our planet, in the world right now, more change is usually a frightening thing for people, I think. It's like, oh, sure, more change.
Well, I think our identities feel very frayed, and they're really supposed to, but it's a big job, eh?
It is a huge job, and as our identities are, I think that's a great statement, Veronica. Our identities are frayed. There is no question about that. And the way that we have historically, it's like, you know, I know I want to make change and do this, and it's all kind of happening at the same time, and I'm just like, okay, one thing at a time. One thing at a time. Just do one thing at a time. And I'm so resistant. Here's a perfect case in point. I am so resistant to change that this man redesigned the website for me because we needed to make it, you know, fill the page more and more explanations about power retrievals and soul liftings and all this other stuff, because really the original website was wonderful, but it was just very simple. Certainly didn't encompass where we're going today. And so he sent me a link for the mock-up of the website. I could not open that up, no matter what browser I went into, what I went into, what I downloaded and flashed this and, you know, up your hiney that. And I could not get that thing open. He had to come all the way across town, walked in, hit one button, and it loaded immediately. It was my energy, and this is such a great metaphor, that didn't allow the new to load. Just like it was my energy when I went on the computer to look to see what houses this man owned. I couldn't see them.
Your expectations, right?
Oh, it was so funny. And like I said, had I seen what he had, and probably had I been able to see the website midweek with all the stuff that was going on in my life, chaos that I was creating, in order to avoid all the change. Sorry. Oh, Lord. So, anyway, I think it's wonderful. I'm going to bring in the team, Veronica, so you can chat with them. Anything else you'd like to contribute? Because I know you've just got all kinds of stuff going on. I'm so excited about your television stuff.
I'm just really, really happy about what's going on, but I know we face, what I wanted to say is changes are happening very fast, and a lot of them are really expansive, but it seems like I keep going bam, 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 bam against even little resistances, and so does Bob, so it's just the waves of right now, isn't it?
We really have to look at our trust right now and know that the universe loves us so much, has waited so long for this opportunity. And when I look at it energetically, I start laughing, and I always laugh at myself anyway, but I start laughing at the fact that here they're just sending as much as they can to us, and we're the ones, you know, with the tennis racket lobbing it back. You know, it's like, no.
I'm not used to getting good things like this. Send it back.
Exactly. There must be something wrong with it. You know, there must be a twist. You know, this will never work. Oh, this can't be true. Or this is too good to be true. Or, you know, all the varieties. And okay, let me... Oh, Lord.
Let's see if the team has to go through any of that.
Veronica, you're the only one that would ask them that.
I'll ask them what I asked Bashar. Well, what do you eat?
All right. Well, good evening, everyone, and we're so happy to hear that you're all having a good time with us tonight. That's the best way to get out of resistance, is to have some humor, to be able to look at all of this and laugh, and to find people that you can share this with and laugh about it, instead of taking it all so incredibly serious that you make the proverbial mountain out of a molehill. Now, we have a channel that does this very well, but she's getting better here and there. Now, again, with the energies moving like they are, we want to give you all this information so you don't feel badly about yourself. With the energies moving like they are, they can hit you, and the channel shared this earlier about this the wonderful being that we worked with the other day, about the subtle anxiety that can come in. Because you're dealing with all these shifts in energy, the different things you're feeling in your bodies, the feelings of being incredibly tired, all right? And all the change, the loss of everything that you have known in terms of how your world has looked, how your lives have looked. So many of you are seeing things changing dramatically every day. And if you listen to the news, why, it's one thing after the other, after the other, after the other. That creates a sense of no safety. We understand that. But you are, all right, the transmitters. All right, we want you to be very clear about this. These energies are coming into you, all right, for you to be able to assimilate, transmit back out, all right, to the planet, to humanity and to the planet. This sense of safety, everything's going to be all right. This is now not the Pollyanna kind of everything's going to be all right, but here it is. Feel the wonder, feel the beauty, feel the love, feel it coming through, all right? You're going to make it, you're safe, the bridge to everyone, and you're broadcasting this to everyone. Now, the universe is constantly beaming, but they can beam through you, through those of you that have agreed to come in, and if you're listening to the show, certainly you are one of those that are these transmitters, or maybe Robert would say transformers, whichever, taking the energy and changing it, broadcasting it out. And this is why it's so important for all of you that are listening, whether you listen today or on in the archives, to watch your fear, to watch your resistance. Now, we talked about power and responsibility last week. All right? Power and responsibility. All right? Responsibility is understanding your impact. And you've agreed to take on very big roles on this planet. You don't yet realize, many of you, how much of an impact, because you're going about your daily lives. All right? Got to get the tires changed and the oil done and the dry cleaning and the whatever. But you don't realize that you're transmitting all the time. And being conscious of that, being a clear channel of these wonderful energies that are bringing hope to the planet. Now,
is it so that when the energies come through, then that breaks up some of the congestion in us, so that's why it's a little confusing?
Oh, of course. That's why you have discomfort. Part of that is also just physiological stuff, but yes, can hit resistance, can hit discomfort. You know, you've got a pain here and a pain there, and half of you walk around not knowing what's falling apart today. Now, you're not going to die. You're all okay. You know, we never tell people don't go to the doctor or the hospital. Certainly we encourage you to do that. But we've had enough people who've gone and done that and contacted the channel and said, well, we went, but they can't find anything. And even one person who, they did an MRI and found something, took it out, and of course it had already been treated with chemo. It was our form of chemo, and it was, the doctors just scratched their head and said, well, you must have had chemotherapy at some point. And he said, no. However, the doctor also advised him never to have another MRI. Because just in the trauma of removing this thing that didn't need to be removed, all right, took many months to heal. So you face that as well. But do understand, all right, that you are the map makers, the forerunners here, all right? It takes some courage, but it also examines, and we understand this is difficult, people, because you're feeling off-kilter a lot of times, all right, to examine what am I broadcasting out? Am I cranky? Am I running anxiety? Am I running fear? Am I running self-doubt? Am I running guilt, shame? Or am I clear channel? Now, Veronica, we know that you know when you're a clear channel, when you're whistling about and running down the beach with your dog or whatever. We know that you know when you're a clear channel, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
But I notice it's pretty hard to stay any particular way right now.
Yes, we understand. Yes, we understand that. We understand that. Now, let's see. It was something that there was loneliness that you talked about to the channel.
Yes, very deep.
Yes, share that, will you, please?
Well, it's just that suddenly I'm taken with this huge, huge fit of loneliness, and it might last a couple of hours, or maybe a bit longer, but usually not much longer than that. But it's out of the blue, and it's just shockingly deep. And whilst I'm in it, it doesn't feel like things make sense. The value structure of life doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And it's huge. You had an interesting way of explaining it to me the other day, which was, I believe you said it was like a herald from the universe saying it's time to call in. It's to call in the bigger connection to all, that it's
right.
The message. It's a message to the soul.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. That'll do.
Mm-hmm. I thought about that a lot. It was very powerful.
Yes. Well, also, you said something very important about identification of self and how that's breaking down.
Yes.
All right. And we'd like to tie that into what's going on right now, because it's very important for all of you to recognize that you're creating a new identity, a more authentic identity, a more empowered identity. All right, with impact, and holding on to the old identity where things didn't work, people took advantage, all right, you know, you were hurt by this person or cheated by that person, does not match your new residence. does not match who you truly are. And as you're trying to integrate more and more of your higher self, holding on to any of these old forms of identification will create the very thing we were talking about, Veronica, which is the resistance inside of you that then creates discomfort. Does that make sense to you?
That then creates what?
Discomfort.
Yes, okay.
All right. Now, some of this is just clearing. Some of these discomfort places in the body that you're feeling, where the energies are moving, are releasing, all right, some of the old, old stuff. Kidneys. Now, heart can run either way. Some of this is because of the energy, the way the energies are running, all right? And the reason you have to be very, very careful about the whole anxiety thing. But also old energies, old energies.
It's interesting because as we do clear the identity, there's a lot of projection still coming at us, isn't there?
Well, all right. This is a very good point. Subjective reality, remember that you're in each other's play.
Right.
All right? They've been used to you playing a role. When you take on more of your true self, your higher self, they want you to continue to be that person that you were before. And if you're not going to do that, the only thing they can do is project onto you that which they subjectively believed that you were.
Right.
Based on their script. All right? Unfortunately for you, it will feel a lot more uncomfortable to the point where many of you may leave some people behind because unless they make the shift themselves, because it's very uncomfortable being around somebody who insists that you stay in a role that no longer fits you.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah, it feels like projections are then kind of attachments. To make them
well, you don't have to allow them to be an attachment. Let them stay attached to the person that's making them.
Okay.
Don't you take them on. And for many of you, you may have to call people, look, that's not who I am anymore. Or look, this is what you are working with. Please don't put that on me. I don't accept that. Now, you have to be courageous enough to be able to confront somebody. And once you do it, you'll be fine. Do not project your limited thought onto me, please. Or your anger, or whatever it may be, whatever you're seeing. I don't accept it. Not that I don't love or care about you, but I will not accept your needing me to be a certain way, whatever way that may be for you, because I'm not that person anymore. I'm not the same person I was a moment ago. Think of how much happier you'd be if you saw me differently, because I am. Now, it may be difficult for some of you to do that, but you have a choice. You can either do that or move on.
But it's actually a real position of honoring ourselves and not being in resistance, isn't it?
When you are able to be very clear and clean with people, they may get upset initially, but they'll think about it. All right? Because your intent is not to hurt them. Your intent is to not participate at a co-creative level with them. And as long as you play the game with them, you already know this one. You're on the game board. You step off the game board, there's no more game. Now, for some of you, it's very difficult to hurt anybody's feelings, but once you do that, all right, and you do it loving, now be careful at work, you know, in places like that, when you may not feel quite as free to do that way. But in your life, all right, be able to say things to people that, again, not with the intent of hurting them or making them bad or wrong, just saying, look, I can't participate in this. I'm sorry. when you get clear with it also, you're going to find less of it coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
Because in there is some resistance. I'm worried this is going to come at me. I'm worried this is going to come at me. Well, you're grand attractive right now. And you're going to draw it. Very quickly. Very quickly. Now, you have, and we've said this before, people, you're just scratching the surface of where you're going. And if you're resisting the initial experiences, what are you going to do when things get really exciting? Think about that. For some of you, you know, you've been worried about jobs and this and that, and we would say to you, trust. We had a request from somebody the other day who didn't want to file bankruptcy, and they wanted to bring in money magically to cover some debt, so they wouldn't have to file bankruptcy when bankruptcy was an option. Now, this is not someone who was out, you know, shopping at the malls and you know, or gambling or doing whatever, buying fancy cars. This is a mother trying to raise a child in a one-bedroom apartment. And the channel wrote her back and said, look, take advantage of the bankruptcy. Don't feel shame over that. It came to you. It's there for you. Use the opportunity and move on so that you can have a better life. You're not taking advantage of the system. This person has struggled for a long time. Now, you'll know because things will come to you very quickly. If you can stay clear, our channel is a perfect case in point. Because the moment she tightens up her energy, things don't work. And either they won't work in her house, or they won't work, her phones won't work, her messages don't get to people. They go into, as she calls it, cyberspace out there somewhere. And they may not land for 24 hours until she gets out of her resistance, chaos, fear, old patterns. And then once she moves through it, it lands. Boom. Now, we admit to playing with her an awful lot because she is our channel, and it's very good for her to experience these things firsthand, so she carries them in her energy field. But we don't do it to be cruel. We love her. And she, in her dream state, which is the more real, is very much aware of she's actually helping plan some of these things. So
we only have about a minute and a half.
All right. Veronica, mm-hmm. Tell us about your show, dear.
Oh, next paradigm shifter is Linda Sherman, who's an astrologer who has a very strong economic and political nature. So that'll be at 8 o'clock Tuesday night.
Oh,
and then Thursday, Radiance by Design again as a call-in show, and you.
All right. Now, we'd like to talk to you about tonight. We would love it if you would call us in, whether you listen to the show tonight or you listen to it in the archive, to work with you. To release some of your resistance to change and success. To change and success. Now, some of the things that are going to come to you, people, are going to shock you. Out of the blue, out of the blue. Out of the blue, out of what you call left field. You and your guides and your higher self and many of us, are working diligently to help you move into alignment with your destinies. And this is across the board. Your job is to get the hell out of the way, to heal all your resistance, all of your self-loathing, your lack of deservability, your anxiety, and the shame, and the on and on and on. You have some exciting times ahead, and you're going to be very needed by people.
Very what?
Very needed. All right, you have roles. Lots of people, when they come into your frequency, are going to know at a subconscious level that you have answers, that you can assist them. And you're going to find that more and more people are going to be coming to you, calling you on the phone, doing that, getting a hold of you in whatever way. People that perhaps never shared things before, sharing things. Wanting advice. Things are going to become much more clear for you as soon as you can get out of your own way. We love you all. Veronica, are we on time here?
Yes, we're fine. Just...
All right. We love you all. Again, calling us in tonight to work with your resistance to change and success. And remember that success is on all levels, including relationships. Relationship with family, with children, with spouses, new relationships, exciting opportunities, just like all these things that are going on with Veronica, her dream, and there's more.
Thanks for that.
All right. We love you all so very, very much. It's always a joy for us to be with you, and until we speak with you again in this format, everyone, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jackie, and thanks, listeners, and many blessings.
Good night, everybody.